talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Now that the hard infrastructure bill has passed, Joe Biden's going to sign it this week, make a ceremony of it. Some very, very good things going to happen. We're going to put the trades to work, the carpenters and laborers, machinists, sheet metal workers, a lot of them, operating engineers, every one of them. Terrific. Rebuilding our roads, repairing them, airports, water systems, rural broadband, a lot of great stuff. That got 19 Senate votes from the Republicans. It got 13 House votes from the Republicans. The mood changed sometime in the last 30 days, 45 days. Now, the Senate Republicans didn't catch heck for voting for it. Trump tried to insult them. Nobody paid attention. But now, 13 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans, who voted for it. That's what passed it. The squad voted against it. Nancy Pelosi can only lose 3 votes, and then it fails. 6 of the squad voted against it. 13 Republicans voted for it. I'm beginning to think that the way to govern going forward when you have a very thin Democratic majority is do what John Boehner did. He was the Speaker of the House, Republican, about 10 years ago, before Paul Ryan. He was a moderate. He did everything he could to gerrymander Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan in Ohio out of his seat. Stood up to the crazies. And this is very pertinent to this other bill, the soft infrastructure. So the crazies, what he did was, the crazies were so bad, the Freedom Caucus, you know, the Tea Party people, that whenever there was like a hurricane or a natural disaster in one of the red states, of course, everybody voted for aid to go to it, everybody. Northern, Southern congressmen, everybody. But when there was a disaster, say in New Jersey, Hurricane Sandy, believe it or not, a lot of Republicans weren't going to vote for aid to New Jersey. What are they doing? Going back to 1861 or something? Boehner was very smart. What he did was he said, I'm going to get all the Republicans I can, and I go to the Democratic side and get enough votes, certainly the guys in the Northeast, and we're going to push it through. And he kept doing that until a guy named Dennis Hastert came in and put in the Hastert rule that he wasn't going to let any bill go to the floor unless it had majority support in the Republican caucus. And that shut that down. We've got to get rid of that Hastert rule, a stupid rule. But Nancy Pelosi has done a Boehner. She said, okay, we need the hard infrastructure. The squad won't do it. The progressives, they don't care. They're holding it hostage. But we can get the votes. And she actually got 13 Republicans. She only needed 5 or 6, but she got 13. And that's the way to do it. There's some common sense things that got to be done in this country. I mean, in the Senate, they're blocking all of our ambassadors and our State Department employees and people and so forth. That can be overridden by the Senate. Well, you know what you do? You get, in filibuster, you get 10 or 15 senators. Not because they're necessarily good guys, but they want to get reelected in moderate states. In any event, what's going to happen with the soft infrastructure? Why do we call it the soft infrastructure? It is infrastructure. It's not roads, airports, water systems, but it's a lot of other things. I'm going to give you a list of what's in and what's out. And why is stuff in or out? Stuff is in or out because there have been intensive negotiations between Pelosi in the House and the Blue Dog Democrats, and Manchin has weighed in as well, and she is calculating what she can do to appease the progressives and at the same time realistically get it passed. You recall that the original bill was $3.5 trillion. That has gotten a haircut. Actually, it's gotten a crew cut. It's down to $1.75 trillion, right in half. Typical sausage making. Typical sausage making, you get half. That's number one. Number two was in the extended child tax credit through 2025. Progressives wanted it to be permanent. Pelosi is able to get it through 20. That's four more years. I mean, that's including this last year. I mean, that's pretty significant. Extended child tax credit. What's also in is universal pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds. Universal. That is just terrific. Terrific. The youngsters, little ones, they'll start their education, socializing, pre-kindergarten. You know, right now there's 4K and 3K and all that in some areas, not in others. This is universal. This is terrific. You know, the word, the kindergarten was developed by the Germans in the late 19th century. Kindergarten, kinder, children, children garden, help them grow. It's a great, great idea. What's also in is paid family medical leave, 12 weeks. Paid family and medical leave is in, 12 weeks. Also, they're expanding Obamacare. There's going to be reduced premiums for 9 million people. And 3 million people will get health care for the first time. Terrific. There's also an extension of Medicare and Medicare benefits for hearing. In other words, hearing aids. Hearing aids are very expensive. I mean, you can go to Costco and get them, but you know, some hearing aids will cost $2,500 an aid, $5,000 for two hearing aids. People can't afford that. Medicare will cover it now. But what she was not able to get in was dental or vision. The reason being that those are expensive too. And the Blue Dogs and the others said, look, we'll go a little bit down the highway with you. We'll do hearing. We're not going to do dental or vision. Get what you can. She also managed to get in despite Sinema's objections in the Senate. In other words, Sinema has partially signed off on this, that Medicare can negotiate drug prices. That's very important. Under George Bush, he wanted to help the pharmaceutical companies. Medicare can't negotiate for bulk discounts. I mean, are you kidding me? If you had a customer that came to you and said, I want to buy 500 million of your drugs for 500 million people, you would say, how high do I have to jump? But what's restricted here is they can do it for certain drugs, high-priced drugs, including insulin. Insulin expenses will go down from $650 a month to about $35 a month, and other drugs like that. And that's very significant. There will be SALT relief. What does SALT mean? S-A-L-T, state and local taxes. SALT. The old days, you could deduct them, your property tax. You could deduct your state income taxes, local taxes. Then under the Republicans, they limit it to a $10,000 deduction. You may say, oh, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money, but many people nowadays in property taxes and state income taxes are paying more than that. Democrats would extend that to $80,000. Bernie says, oh, that's going to help wealthy people. No, no, no. Come on. Bernie. Word Bernie. Billionaires and millionaires aren't fooling around on SALT. You see? Extending to $80,000 is going to take care of a lot of the middle class. Now, what is out? What is out? Well, let me tell you two more things that are in. Two more things that are in. Tax credits, $12,500 electric vehicles. Tesla opposes it because it's limited to vehicles made by unions. I support that. I support unions. You get an electric vehicle made by a union shop, you're going to get a $12,500 credit. They're going to pay $12,500. Elon Musk opposes it and all that. Fine. I mean, actually, I like him. He's a great entrepreneur. Deal with it, Jack. Deal with it. What's in it is immigration. There would be a 5-year shield, a pause and not throwing people out for 5 years, and then there would be a path to at least stay here legally and work. This only applies to people who came before 2011. Doesn't apply to people rushing the borders now. What's out is free community college. You couldn't afford that. What's sadly out, because it's not a matter of affording, is Manchin wouldn't permit clean electric clean grids. In other words, clean electricity, because he has a $30 million stake or so in a coal company, and he's from West Virginia. So that is out. That is out. The fly in the ointment is that the Blue Dog said that they would vote on it by December 15, or when the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, gives a hard cost estimate. CBO just announced that they're not going to have that anytime soon. So the Blue Dogs are now negotiating. Maybe they'll vote for it anyway, but this has to get to the Senate then. Now, in the Senate, they need Sinema and Manchin. And I will tell you something, it's not just Sinema and Manchin. With the result of those recent polls, I do not know what's going to happen with the immigration part of this and with the cost part of this. There's a tremendous first step. Pelosi is to be commended for what she did. Going to a break, the lines are still open. And the lines are alive, do not hang up. I'll get to you right after the break. 844-967-2789, back right after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.